Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We're studying the conquering Lamb of Revelation, and this is day 20, the 12 apostles of the Lamb, Revelation 21:14. Father, we come to you today with great thanksgiving and praise and worship. We thank you, O Lord, for the 12 apostles, for the dedication of their lives to you and how you used them. Teach us lessons from this for us, O God, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Yesterday, on day 19, we read that John is told to behold the bride, the wife of the Lamb. I'm reading from Revelation 21:9 through 10. Come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb. And he carried me away in the Spirit to a great high mountain and showed me the holy city Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, its radiance like a most rare jewel, like a jasper clear as crystal. The holy city, the new Jerusalem, is prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Revelation 21:2. John begins to enumerate her adornments, now given in terms that would suit an idealized city rather than a young bride. This is Revelation 21:10-22:4. The radiant glory of God, a great high wall, 12 gates, 3 gates on each side, foundations inscribed with the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb, an exact cube, 12,000 stadia on each side, which is about 1,380 miles or 2,400 kilometers on each side, a wall of jasper, the city of pure gold, like clear glass, foundations adorned with precious jewels, gates of pearl, lit by the glory of God and the Lamb rather than lamps, and a river of life and healing flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb. It is a glorious city, a glorious bride. Paul wrote of how much Christ loves his bride, sanctifying and cleansing her, this is Ephesians 5:27, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. The glorious city is amazing. Now we focus in on one of its details as we look for references and revelation to the Lamb. This is chapter 21, verse 14. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them were the 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. It is no coincidence that there are 12 apostles. Jesus clearly intended it to be so. The 12 apostles are to be seen as the progenitors of the new Israel, as the 12 sons of Jacob, the patriarchs, are progenitors of the original Israel. The church, Paul tells us, is, Ephesians 2:19, 20, the household of God built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets. We see the number 12 throughout Revelation relating to both apostles and tribes. Revelation 12:1, the woman clothed with the sun has a crown of 12 stars. Revelation 21:12, the names of the 12 tribes of Israel are inscribed on the 12 gates to the city. 21:14, the 12 foundations of the city wall bear the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. 21:21, there are 12 gates of pearl, one for each tribe. And 22:2, the trees along the banks of the river bear 12 kinds of fruit. And don't forget that 144,000 is 12 apostles times 12 tribes times 1,000, a very great and very symbolic number. The word apostle, apostolos, means delegate, envoy, messenger, used in the New Testament mainly to refer to Jesus' 12 select messengers to the world, bearers of the message of salvation. Apostles were the first official delegates or envoys of the Lamb. Few of us may ever be apostles in the special sense of the term, But we are all sent out by Jesus with a mission of bringing the good news of hope and salvation to a struggling, hurting, broken world. The 12 are apostles with a capital A. But we are surely sent ones also, though perhaps with a lowercase a. We are ambassadors, delegates, envoys, each of us an outpost, embassy, or consulate of the kingdom in our own neighborhoods and communities. If the 12 apostles were considered apostles of the Lamb, each of us is no less an ambassador of the Lamb. Remember what happened as a result of the intense persecution of Christians in Jerusalem in the early days. There arose a great persecution against the church in Jerusalem, and they were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. Now those who were scattered went about preaching the word. This is Acts 8, 1-4. As a result, the gospel spread far and wide, producing pockets of believers in Samaria and Antioch and Judea and all around the Mediterranean where these believers went. The apostles weren't these messengers. They remained in Jerusalem. In this scattering, God was intentionally sending out teams of men and women whom he had raised up. They became a new wave of ambassadors that God used mightily. My friend, you are not one of the 12 apostles of the Lamb, but you are his envoy, his representative, an ambassador of the Lamb, a servant of Jesus. It is a highly honored position, but also one that bears great responsibility. Go forth, O ambassadors of the Lamb, and let people know that the Lamb has been slain for them and has conquered, and yet conquers today. Father, thank you that your ambassadors carried the gospel to each of us. I pray that we might come to see ourselves not as ordinary Christians, but as chosen ambassadors of the apostle wherever you place us. Give us a heightened sense of awareness of your Spirit's whispers, I pray, so that we might do and say as you are directing us, words direct from your capital in the heavenly Jerusalem, to men and women, boys and girls, whom you love where we are. Grant it, Lord, and then help us to rise in faith to the occasion. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Day 20 meditation is based on Revelation 21:14. The 12 apostles of the Lamb became the foundation of the New Jerusalem. How has your life, your example, and your testimony built into the foundation of the lives of your family and community? In what sense do you see yourself as an ambassador of the Lamb? Friends, go out today and represent Jesus well. Amen.